USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China is reporting Chinese leader Xi Jinping warned against playing with fire over Taiwan. In a call with President Biden on Thursday, highlighting Beijing's concern about a possible visit to the Chinese-claimed island by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Still no word if she will go or not to Taiwan. Thursday, the Biden administration approved a plan to complete a section of the border wall near Yuma, Arizona. The goal is to fill in four major gaps in the wall that continue to allow Yuma to be inundated with illegal immigrants. Texas Senator John Cornyn says the cartels in Mexico are gaining massive wealth.
They will move people, or they'll move drugs. They are what some people have called commodity agnostic. They're all in the money-making business, and they're getting rich because the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop or deter illegal immigration.
USA Radio News.
Guys, what's the first thing you notice when you look at a photo of yourself? If you said your receding hairline or bald spot, Keeps can help you change that. Keeps has clinically proven FDA-approved hair treatments available online. Whether you're looking to prevent hair loss, stimulate hair growth, or take care of the hair you have, your Keeps physician will help you select the right products and develop a personalized hair-saving routine that works for you. It's easy. No waiting rooms or pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. Half the cost. And if you have questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. If those balding jokes are wearing thin, join thousands of guys who have saved their hair. Visit Keeps.com/DougStefan for 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/DougStefan. Keeps.com/DougStefan.
United States Postal Service is getting into the election business.
The United States Postal Service is creating a division to handle election mail issues as part of an effort to ensure swift and secure delivery of ballots for the 2022 midterm elections. The division is going to be called the Election and Government Mail Services. The executive director of the division stated that the service will oversee, quote, election mail strike teams in every local and district community to address any problems that might arise. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reached their agreement on a major tax and climate package Tuesday evening, but kept it a closely guarded secret. Without any details being released, some GOP lawmakers say Manchin probably received a lion's share of the deal for his constituents to go along with the deal. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
As Democrats hammer out an agreement that vaguely addresses health care, climate change, and large corporate tax increases, the cost to the American taxpayer is roughly $740 billion during a recession. Rona McDaniel, the Republican National Committee Chair, says the GOP is a sharp contrast to the DNC.
I do think it's important that we create a bold difference between the Republicans and Democrats, and we need to take that to the American people. Listen, we're for parental rights. We're for parents having a say in their kids' education. We're against this woke agenda of teaching our kids in kindergarten about gender identity and telling young women that they have to compete against biological men in their school sports. These are things we're for energy independence. Of course, we should be producing energy here in the United States. We are for religious freedom. We are for economic opportunity. We are for a border that is secure and stopping the flow of drugs that are coming across our border. So we have to be bold in saying these things.
The principal of Uvalde, Texas elementary school, Mandy Gutierrez, where 19 students and two teachers were killed by a gunman, has been fully reinstated, effective immediately, 3 days after she was suspended. The Islamic New Year, also known as the Arabic New Year, is the first day of Muharram, the first month of the Islamic calendar. This started 570 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.